The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances right here on WHD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, joining you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., bright and early. I'm sure you got the coffee going, got the tea going, eggs. We got omelets going there. Save some omelets for me, please. Well, I'm glad you're joining us. We're here every Sunday morning. Also, on WHD, every morning, weekdays, we have the market updates at 8:25 and 5:15 p.m., and we do that continuously throughout the week and give you kind of an update to what's happening in the markets. But on Sunday mornings, this topic, I think, is kind of a fun topic because we take your questions. So today's topic is questions and answers right here on WHD. So let's jump right into your questions. The number one question I get often is, why is the market setting records? Gosh, we have all these things that are going on in the world. We have North Korea shooting off missiles seemingly every third weekend or so, if you kind of count. We also have had Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Marie. I mean, it's been just an awful last number of weeks, and yet the market's setting highs. How can you reconcile that? And of course, we have a president that in time is not so stable. At least that's what a lot of people say. So let's kind of dig into that. So there's a lot of things that will happen at any time, at any given time, for the markets. There's always some bugaboos that are out there. So if you picked up a newspaper from the 1980s, you picked up from the 1990s, there's always some type of, you know, conflict that's out there. So we do have to understand that's part of the investing process, part of the risk that's out there. But for by and large, I believe that the market goes higher, or company stocks, individual stock companies go higher as well, is because of better earnings. I'll say that again, earnings, sales. So companies like this past quarter, Boeing and Caterpillar, again, we're not recommending you buy these stocks, these are just examples, had very strong earnings. And when you had better earnings, net earnings, well, these companies can go back and buy more stock, they can raise their dividend, they can buy their competitors, a whole bunch of good things happen when that happens. So I think number one reason why markets have been going higher, quite frankly, is because of this. It's because of this whole situation where earnings are growing, and that's a good thing. Now, again, that's under the radar. We've had a softer dollar this year since January of this year. I would say the dollar's down probably 7-8% or so, and that helps our multinational companies when they deal overseas. And that's a whole another explanation. But the reason why I say this is that when things pop up and clients say, gee, what about Russia? What about this? And I'll say to them, will it impact corporate earnings? Yes or no? And that's the test I always make on any international problems we have or anything that's going on. I will always see whether it will impact corporate earnings, net earnings, and so forth. And so a lot of things that are out there on my display here, I'm looking at my display right now, there's things popping all over the place, flashing, flashing, flashing. But until they actually really mess around with corporate earnings, the market may stay sticky to the upside. So we'll see how that works. Now, what's kind of interesting, if you think about 2008, 2009, you know, of course, there's a lot of reason why the market went down. We had Lehman Brothers go out of business, too big to fail, brought down other banks and brokerage companies, and a whole global financial crisis spread. Now, part of the reason why the market went down then, too, it's because companies were losing money. Think about banks. Think about consumers weren't spending as much, so they weren't doing as many mortgage companies, and all of the things, this vicious cycle that then ensued. Companies were having less sales and less net income. So that's really important. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Ken Mahoney here every Sunday morning here from Mahoney Asset Management. And our topic is questions and answers. And this is a GPS for your finances. So I'm so glad you're tuning in Sunday morning. Hopefully we can give you some good information. Some things that come up quite often. Been doing this, what, 28, 29 years. And whether it's, you know, now or a year ago, these are the typical questions. So number one question that we tackled is, why is the market going higher? It's like, geez, look at the headlines. And hopefully you understand why, is that companies' earnings have been pretty good. Now, we'll see what happens in the fourth quarter. But I have to say, after we heard companies not only report earnings and have better than expected earnings and the market started going higher, a lot of companies gave good guidance. Guidance means going forward. So hopefully there's no bugaboos that are out there. Another question that comes up on today's GPS for Your Finances questions and answers is 529 plans. I always hear, you know, hear about 529 plans for college. How do they work? So if you live in New York, you want to get a state-sponsored 529 plan. It works like a mutual fund, and we'll kind of break it down in a minute. But a 529 plan, when you put money in a New York state-sponsored, let's say you put in $10,000, you get to put it on your tax return, $10,000, and essentially you're going to be saving money on state taxes right away. So if you're putting away for children or grandchildren, it's a nice way to save some money on state taxes. Then you put money into a 529 plan. Again, there's a lot of paperwork that goes along with it. But the 529 plan, so the money goes in, it grows tax deferred, and the money comes out for higher education, tuition, room and board, computers, you know, classes. The money comes out tax-free. So it's a really great vehicle, I believe, for individuals, for their children or grandchildren to put money away. Now, there's different ways to invest. I don't know your situation, but one of the ways you'll see a box on the 529 plan, I kind of like the idea of age-based investing. What does that mean? Well, let's say you're putting money away for a two-year-old. Well, they have 16 years to college, and yeah, the market may go up, may go down, but over time, typically the market goes higher, and then can be very volatile. We have some bad, you know, years here and there, but a two-year-old, you kind of would be investing a little bit more aggressively, and hopefully you can make some money early on in that child's early years. The age-based investing also means as they get older, the fund gets more conservative. So let's say the kid is now 16 years old, 2 years away from college, and maybe at that time the age-based investment goes to something like 80% in bonds and 20% in stocks and tries to establish more conservative as the child gets older. And that's kind of good because sometimes we set up different investments. We don't watch them so closely. To me, the age-based investment, it kind of helps you. It's almost like a target fund. If you're familiar with that work, you have a retirement fund and it's a target fund. So your target fund is, let's say, 2020 or 2030 or 2040, depends when you're retiring. And what happens as you get older, the internal fund gets more and more conservative. So same thing for a 529 plan and what they call age-based investing. Another question that comes up quite often, RMDs, required minimum distributions. Once you turn 70 and a half, the IRS is saying, you know what? You've had taken this money out for quite a bit of time. This money's grown tax deferred. So actually, it starts off with, you may have had a 401k, which you rolled into an IRA, or you had IRAs. But all those years when you put money away, let's say a 401k or 403b, money's come out pre-tax. So it helps you make, you know, save money in taxes right away. The money grows tax deferred and the IRS is chomping at the bit. They want to start getting some money out. So as soon as you start taking money out post 70 and a half, you start paying taxes on that. Now, it's really interesting. At 70 and a half, the IRS says you can live another 28 years. So it's 1 divided by 28, roughly about 3.5% you need to take out year one. And then year two is 1 divided by 27, year by three, and so forth and so on. So by the time you're in your 80s, you may be taking out 5, 6, 7% of that retirement account, you know, to satisfy the requirement distribution. So it's really important that you kind of check with your accountant, check with your professional. Once you turn 70 and a half, that's the time to start taking requirement distributions. And you want to make sure you do it because it's a big penalty should you not take out your required distribution. So we're going to take a break right here, and we'll be right back with a GPS for Your Finances, sponsored here by Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 845-371-0101. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Hopefully you got the coffee going to you. Now, you just heard Mike Bennett talk about my book. It's a free book, and I want to get your, you know, get your phone number ready, get your pen and paper ready, and here we go. So this is the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And I wrote it for you in mind because I think about my father, the same type of thing, not your father's retirement. My father had a pension. He worked at a union, Local 38. He had a pension, he had an annuity, healthcare for life, all those type of things. And for some of us, like me, maybe for you as well, we don't have these type of things. So not your father's retirement. So the first 20 callers will get this book for free, 845-371-0101. Now, we don't have anyone this early in the office, so please leave a message, your address, and so forth. So again, if you want to get the book, the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm, so to speak, call right now at 845-371-0101. So we've been tackling on GPS refinance this Sunday morning, questions and answers. Now, the first part of it we covered, why is the market going up so much? Why is the market setting records? And one of the basic tenets, I believe, is that we have earnings. We have better than expected earnings. Companies can then buy back stock. They can raise their dividends. They can do a whole bunch of cool things. 529 plans we covered. Make sure they're state sponsored. Good way to put money away for a college education. The money's grow tax deferred and money comes out for higher education, then the money's come out tax-free as well. Then we covered RMDs right before break, required minimum distribution. So if you're over 70 and a half, remember the two numbers when it comes to IRAs. So you have to wait to at least 59 and a half to take money out of your IRAs or 401ks, let's take a loan. Because before 59 and a half, you pay a 10% penalty. So you don't want to do that. So, but on the other side of it, at 70 and a half, the IRS kind of knocks in the door, or at least by letter, and say, hey, you know, you haven't taken any money out. Now, the funny thing is, our most ironic thing is after 70 and a half, you start taking money out. If anything happens to you, it goes to the spouse and vice versa. Now, remember, though, for some reason, you both pass away, the children get it, and they're going to start taking money out as if they're 70 and a half. But you say, wait a second, Ken, my children are only like 45 years old or 40 years old or 54 years old. It doesn't matter. Once the parent has started taking money out at 70 and a half, when the children receive it, they'll be taking RMDs as well, requirement of distribution. It's not as that bad thing, because now you left your children a legacy, so to speak. You left them some money every year that they take RMDs out. So somewhere along the way, the IRS is going to make sure that either you or your next of kin will start paying taxes. So as we're covering different topics today in questions and answers, one comes up quite often called pensions versus lump sum rollovers. And I don't know the answer because it depends on the situation. There's a whole bunch of numbers that go into it. But a lot of companies now, of course, they don't want to have pensions. And why my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, was created because of that. And in lieu of a pension, sometimes they say, okay, you can get X amount per month, or we'll give you a lump sum. Now, you have to do a calculation. A lot goes into it. You should definitely speak to a professional. If that's one of your situations. And certainly should be speaking to your accountant. Now, I can't go through all the numbers because every number is different and through projections, but I will say this. Some people like the lump sum versus the rollover, the lump sum in the hand and roll it over as opposed to taking a pension. Why? You know, in a pension, let's say you have it for a few years and you pass away, then your spouse gets it. But after that, the pension passes away, so to speak, and there's no more income left. In a rollover, again, depends on the numbers, though. In a rollover, you know, one person starts taking the money on a monthly basis. They pass away. The spouse now inherits the money. Unless they pass away, now there's still an asset because this is a rollover, and the money could go to the children. Again, if you get to a spot where you have to seek advice for pension versus rollovers, please make sure you're checking out with a professional. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Finances every Sunday morning right here on WHD 6 a.m. So glad you're joining us this morning. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. And you can hear our market reports Monday through Friday right here on WHD at 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 p.m. drive time. We talk about the markets, WHD Hudson Valley Index, and we cover a lot of ground. So again, this morning we're covering GPS for Finances. We're covering questions and answers. One of the questions that comes up sometimes is, what do I read? I read a lot. I read online a lot. I actually still like to read that physical paper. I happen to like the New York Times on the weekend. I like Barron's on the weekend. If you want to know more, if you're more advanced and really into investing, I think Barron's is something you can get. Again, at the newsstand, you should try it out once. And then maybe you could get a subscription if you like it. I think it's like $4.50 or $6. It's quite a bit. But there's a lot in there. They cover money managers. They cover Asia. They cover so many different things. I think it's really interesting. And someone who, and also, if you're really into investing and you really like this field, Investor's Business Daily. Now, that was put together by William O'Neill. Investor's Business Daily actually has really kind of cool. They actually have a grading system, A through E or 99 down through 1. So they look at groups, like, you know, how well the industry is doing, and they'll rate the group. How well the earnings are doing, 99 being the highest. How well the stock price is doing relative to the market, 99 being the highest, 1 being the lowest. And so basically, you know, following the research, pretty much Investor Business Daily can give you some recommendations. So I think Investor Business Daily is something, again, I think it's a lot better than Wall Street Journal because it gives you more actionable ideas. I think Barron's is really good. They've been around a long time. And again, they're not always right, but certainly they dig deep into different topics. So I think those are the type of things I think about when it comes to looking at things that I read. Oh gosh, I read charts. I read a lot of emails that come in from clients. But I mean, as far as the sources, I think Yahoo Finance is pretty good. I use realmoney.com, which used to be called thestreet.com. And as far as periodicals, again, Fortune, Forbes, I read a lot. So it's really kind of cool. I think what's really interesting about my field and investments is there's so many different periodicals that are out there, so many magazines. Probably not enough time today to read them all, but believe it or not, I try to get to all these type of things. So we're covering questions and answers here this morning on WHD. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. A lot of questions have come up, of course, with the stock market lately going so high, and the question comes up, when are we going to have a correction? When is the market going to fall apart? When are we going to have a crash? I say, bah humbug. No, we don't know exactly when that's going to happen. No one has a crystal ball. But, you know, the market stays sticky to the upside. I don't think the market is going to fall right out of bed. Now, God forbid something crazy happens in the world. That could always happen. But generally speaking, you have a lot of investors that are still trying to play catch up. You know, they're money managers, professional managers, and they're behind the eight ball because the market's done better than they thought they would. And they have to start investing, what they call performance anxiety. And also, you have this kind of momentum where people start saying, gee, you know, I'm next to nothing in the bank, I'll give it a shot in the market. So you have a whole bunch of things that happen that keep it kind of sticky to the upside. And I can't predict exactly where the market's going to go, but I can tell you, you know, don't expect a major, major correction just falls out of the sky like this. Well, we'll be right back here on GPS for Finances right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm so glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, bright and early, and the early bird gets the worm. Now, you just heard Mike Bennett here at WHD talk about my book. Now, this show's not syndicated. We're right here in the Hudson Valley, and I write books with you in mind. And the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, as he mentioned, the first 20 callers will get the book for free. Now, it sells on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but if you have pen in hand and number, here we go. 845-371-0101. I'll give that number again. It's 845-371-0101. Now, again, we're not in the office Sunday morning, but again, leave your name and your address and we'll send you out a book. The first 20 calls this morning, we'll get my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. Today's topic on GPS for Your Finances, it's questions and answers. Let's keep going. North Korea, how will that impact the market? Now, it's hard to always speculate, because that's what it would be, or guess what's going to happen next in the North Korea situation. I just know that for a lot of people, they're very fearful of that, and for all the right reasons. I mean, we don't know exactly what's going on. We watch TV, we listen to the radio, we read, but do we really know what's going on? No, we don't, probably. But at the same token, for investors, I know a lot of investors have checked out and put their money in cash because they're worried about North Korea, and meanwhile, the market went higher. So really, you can't time the market. We don't know how this North Korea situation is going to end, or how it's going to end, or where it's going to go. But I guess two things I want to say. One, you know, don't make your investment theses based on what you think is going to happen in North Korea, because you may be way off. And, you know, it's really hard to predict the future. And at any given time in any market's history, there's always been some bugaboos out there, North Korea, of course, being one of them. So Trump takes a lot of credit for the market. Is that proper? Is that justified? Well, it's hard to say. I think over time, we look at the economies in different presidencies. I think sometimes presidents take too much credit when things are going well. And sometimes I think they take too much blame when things are not going as well, because I think a lot of these things are cyclical. As far as Trump, you know, there are some things that have been positive for the markets. There's been talk about tax cuts, talk about infrastructure spending, less regulation means less compliance, less spending and expenses for companies. So I think there are a lot of things that kind of give rise to confidence that a pro-business president is in office. Of course, the other side is, you know, you don't know what tweet's going to come out of his mouth or what tweet comes through the Twitter, and it gets kind of dicey at times. As far as the market, I still kind of go back to my major thesis, is that I believe most of the market's move is based on companies doing well in this environment. They have good earnings, and with good companies' earnings, they're able to buy back stock. They're also able to do some cool things like raise their dividend and sometimes buy other companies. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning here at 6 a.m. Also, I want to remind you, Monday through Friday on WHED, we have the market report that we give at 8:25 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. So both drive time, we kind of keep you in loop of what's happened in the market. And then lately, the market's been setting a lot of records. What are FANG stocks? FANG, F-A-N-G. Well, that's an acronym that was created because some of the hot stocks for the last couple of years have been these so-called FANG stocks, F-A-N-G. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. So Facebook, I think we all know that from social media. You probably have a Facebook account, is one of those FANG stocks. A, Amazon. Of course, you keep on hearing that Amazon's putting a lot of retailers out of business with their model. I get boxes sent to me every day, it seems, from Amazon. I buy everything from deodorant to toothpaste from Amazon. Netflix, well, gosh, you know, for $9.95 a month or $7.95 a month, all the movies, they have their original programming. They're also going to all the markets. And then finally, G part of it is Google, the search engine and so forth. Now, by the way, I'm not recommending any of these stocks. In fact, they're high flyers. If we do have a correction, these are probably one of the first ones to get hit hard. I just want to share with you the question that comes up, what are FANG stocks? Because people hear about this a lot. Sometimes you'll hear a report, oh, the market did this, market that, and the FANG stocks did not participate, or the FANG stocks led the way. FANG, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What do we think about the tax plan? Well, we don't know, but we do know from history, when we do have tax proposals or things from the president, that it changes. So, you know, I know a lot of people get caught up in a lot of different things in the media, and based on what the president said in a lot of different cases. But as far as taxes go, or, you know, a new tax proposal, it's just that, a proposal. I mean, it has to go through tax committees. It has to go through a whole bunch of things, back and forth between the Senate and Congress, if it gets voted on, and then back to the president. So anytime in history, American history, we always have presidents that have come out with a healthcare proposal or a tax proposal, whatever they come out with. And at some point it goes to committees, at some point it gets voted on, and it changes a lot. So as far as going through the details of what's proposed, I don't think we want to go through that, because we don't know whether or not that's actually going to hold, whether or not that's really going to take hold. So as far as tax plans or tax cut plans, you know, at this point, it looks like they're going to try to cut taxes for individuals and corporations. Typically, our U.S. corporate tax rate goes as high as 35%. The proposal is 20%. So again, the concept there is that companies have more money to put more money into growth and to bring more employees on and so forth. Individuals, then the concept also would be in lower tax brackets, not low tax brackets, but a little bit lower tax brackets. And the concept there is that consumers would spend more money, retail and so forth, and kind of make the velocity of money grow fast. So we'll see what happens with that. Always hard to know exactly what happens from proposals. Well, listen, I really enjoyed you being here this Sunday morning. I hope you learned something. We covered a lot of ground in questions and answers right here on GPS for Your Finances on WHD. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.